He is the DA of Charleston Law. He is everywhere. It is the great attorney, David Aller. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Enjoying this kind of fall weather.
It is. It's nice as we get closer and closer to Halloween. Wednesday, October 30th, Rolling Bike Night, Royal American Halloween Party. It is going to be tremendous.
Yeah, I am really looking forward to that. Royal American is the place we originally started Bike Night several years ago, so it's close to our hearts, and they do such a good job there, and it's such a cool venue for, I'm sure, most of our listeners. I have been there before and go on a regular basis with the kind of talent they bring in. But the talent that night will be us, Critic. You and I, what are we going to wear? If I can go back to a Halloween memory of you, this would be several years ago.
Yes.
And I mean this with all due respect to the deceased, but you were very, very controversial in your younger years, and you were going to dress up, at least you were telling everyone on the radio that you were going to dress up as a golfer who had recently passed away. Was it Payne Stewart, I believe?
Oh.
And you were going to dress up as Payne Stewart, and you were angering some of your listeners, but back then you were a rebel, and you didn't care. So I'm interested to see what the more conservative elder statesman will be wearing next Wednesday.
Man, you have a better memory than me. I forgot all about that.
It was some shock radio brought to the Charleston area by you, yours truly, back on the wave.
Oh, God in Himmel. Well, I will try to come up with something. I did want to ask this. I do love people wearing Halloween costumes, and I always say that people should be able to wear costumes every day of the year, but that's not necessarily true. You can't wear, like, a police uniform or a fireman's uniform every day of the year.
You definitely can't, and you don't need to be walking in certain places, even on Halloween and or around Halloween, with your face covered, because that can cause for alarm as well.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. So those are some good Halloween tips, the do's and don'ts from the DA of Charleston Law, David Aller.
Yeah, and the other part about it is there's a lot of Halloween parties, and they park far away. Most Halloween outfits understandably have darker colors, so you got to watch yourself around traffic in that. You can't be seen as well. We've had some tragedies that have occurred that way, and not to be Debbie Downer, but you're not going to usually be wearing that yellow highlight type of color.
Yes.
Unless you're dressing up as a construction worker. Otherwise, it'll probably be darker colors. So you want to be real careful, particularly if you're having a few festival cocktails and running around in your bear suit or whatever it may be.
He is Mr. Halloween. He is the DA of Charleston Law, David Aller, A-Y-L-O-R. The law offices of David Aller downtown on Broad Street and Leeds Avenue in North Charleston. Initial consultations are 100% free and confidential. 843-310-4900. DavidAller.com. We did mention this the last time we talked. I was looking to go on a one-day fun day to Atlanta by flying because I don't want to drive. I have booked a trip for November. The only catch is I have to go through Charlotte both ways. And this is, we're trying to bring the direct flight from here to Atlanta for $99. I did get it for like $140, but I got to go through Charlotte. It still beats driving, but we need that direct flight from here to the ATL.
They start a lot of campaigns on social media. Maybe you and I need to start our own. Give us a flight to Atlanta. Give it to us for a fair price. We deserve it.
I like that. Now, what I could do is just stay in Charlotte and not go on my Atlanta flights, but does that put me on the no-fly zone? Does that get me in trouble? Even though I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go to Atlanta. I went to Charlotte earlier in the year. But technically, I could just stay in Charlotte all day and then take my flight back.
You could not. Because
okay.
Your flight back will be canceled.
You were telling me
on a no-fly zone, but it will be canceled unless, of course, you went and talked to them and then had to change it. But if you just, because I've actually had that happen to myself one time, my plans changed and they canceled my return flight because they registered that you didn't make the second leg of your flight. Therefore, why would you need your return flight?
See, I'm glad I talked to you about that. I've heard stuff like that, and that's why David Ehler knows all. So make sure you always make your connection, unless it's totally out of your hands.
Exactly. And at that point, you're going to go see the lady or man at the counter anyway.
DavidEhler.com. You can give him a call, 843-310-4900, since 2007, and cannot wait for Rolling Bike Night, Wednesday, October 30th, the Royal American Downtown Halloween Party with the DA and all the good people from Rolling Bike Night.
Going to be a great time. Looking forward to it. Always great to talk to you. I'll see you next week, and go Nationals.
David Ehler on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.